Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
Early on September 5th, 1986, while preparing to depart the airport in Karachi, Pakistan, a Pan American Airways jetliner was hijacked by a group of armed men believed to have belonged to the Abu Nidal terrorist group. The flight crew of Pan Am Flight 73 escaped during the initial attack, leaving the plane immobile. Following a standoff over demands for a new crew to fly the plane to Cyprus, the hijackers opened fire on the passengers, killing at least 20 and seriously injuring more than 100 others. When security forces responded, four suspects were arrested at the scene, and a fifth, believed to have planned the attack, was captured later. The four hijackers were tried and convicted in a Pakistani court, served prison sentences there, but still face terrorism-related charges in the United States. They remain at large, and the U.S. is offering sizable rewards for information leading to their capture or prosecution. Jamal Saeed Abdul Rahim, 44 years old, was born in Lebanon, has brown hair, dark eyes, is of medium height, and weighs about 70 kilograms. He uses various aliases, including Ali al-Jassem Fad and Ismail. Waduda Muhammad Hafaz al-Turki, 55 years old, was born in Iraq, has black hair and dark eyes, and is of medium height. He too uses several aliases, including Suleyman Turki and Bubakar Muhammad. Muhammad Abdullah Hussein Arraheya, 44 years old, was born in Lebanon, has olive complexion and dark eyes, and is of medium height. He has a scar under his left eye and another on his right cheek. Muhammad Ahmed Almun Awar, 44 years old, was born in Kuwait, has black hair and dark eyes, a light complexion, and is of medium height. His aliases include Asharif Naeem Mansour and Zubair. For their role in the hijacking and killings that followed, the four have been indicted for murder of U.S. nationals outside the United States, conspiracy to murder Americans outside the U.S., aircraft piracy, and other charges. The Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $5 million each for information leading to the arrest or prosecution of these men. The U.S. guarantees that all reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the U.S. is prepared to protect informants by relocating them. If you have information on these men, contact the Regional Security Office at the nearest U.S. Embassy and the tip line at www.rewardsforjustice.net or email information to rfj@state.gov.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.